Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is, well, it's 27,000 square feet. It's an enclosure. Then when you walk into it, you're surrounded straight up. Straight ahead, left, right, behind you, probably not below you. But every other direction, you're surrounded by ammo because there's 50 million rounds of ammunition in there. In addition to other accessories that I didn't even know they carried. And this is why you should check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming up next hour, Rob Morse. You know, Rob writes for all kinds of stuff. He wrote an interesting article that goes along with a mindset that I firmly believe. I believe that when you look at, like Baltimore as an example, Baltimore has the government they elected. They got the government they deserve. And we can extend that out and look at these riots they just had and say, did the people of Baltimore sort of precipitate that themselves? That's something, you know, this whole consequence of elections, that has to be taken up. And he's got some stuff he's written about San Francisco. So that'll be coming up next hour. I saw a blurb online today where Geraldo Rivera threatened to knock out Eric Bolling on The Five on Fox News because Eric Bolling said something that he didn't agree with. I don't know exactly what Geraldo Rivera calls himself. I do know that a lot of these liberal types will resort to violently descriptive language whenever you get on their bad side, which is always interesting because it's one thing to say it, it's quite another thing just to do it. Most people I know don't talk about that kind of stuff, and if they have to do it, then they simply do it. But that's all beside the point. This is coming out of Canada. This pilgrim's name is Ron Chirac. He's a writer and mental health expert, and he wrote an article about deranged murderers. In Canada. You see, in Canada, they had a gun registry, and they've abandoned the gun registry. And Chirac liked the gun registry. He opens his argument that the gun registry was useful because it saved lives, could help track down where illegal gun owners, James Roscoe or Michael Zahop Bibo, got their guns, or Norman Raddatz for that matter. Tracking down where these guys got their guns they used to kill four police officers and a soldier, that doesn't save lives. That's part of the investigative process whereby you go back. Those people are dead already. You didn't save anybody's life. Death has occurred. This is all happening after the bodies are long cold. It may make some people feel better to know where the guns came from, but it does not prevent a single murder. Should a registry actually contain any information about the murder weapon? All the registry can contain is the serial number, name, brand, type, caliber. The problem here is that the killers themselves are almost never in the system, you see. for one very obvious and yet always ignored reason. They're criminals. They can't obtain a firearms license that you would need in Canada or anywhere else. They cannot register illegal guns. Can't own them. A gun registry only tracks the law-abiding. It has absolutely no effect on criminals or terrorists at all. Four members of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police lost their lives despite the fact that James Roscoe had a firearms prohibition order against him. That piece of paper did not stop him from obtaining any firearm he wanted, and it sure didn't stop him from murdering four Canadian cops. Michael Zahaf Bibeau was a longtime criminal who could not obtain a firearms license, but that did not stop him from obtaining the rifle he used to murder Corporal Nathan Cirillo. And Ron Chirac, M.D., is very well aware of those facts, but he intentionally ignores them because they reveal the very fundamental lie of his argument. And it's interesting to look at this stuff here, simply because in Canada there's not nearly the minutia that we see in as far as information going around. So when you see this stuff, it's very basic, very stark against the background. It's quite easy to look at it and pick it apart. Chirac continues to cry that the gun registry saves lives, and that's a hollow ring. That has a hollow ring to it, because nobody can offer a shred of proof that the gun registry ever saved a single life. That's the thing about gun control. Where is the proof? It could be established, however, that Canada's gun laws have cost lives, but those are facts that Chirac absolutely refuses to discuss. His claim that the public subsidizes gun owners by incurring the liability when things go desperately wrong is ludicrous on its face. Does he complain that the public subsidizes car owners, you know, as far as the thousands of lives that are probably lost in Canada due to car accidents? Of course he doesn't. This guy probably loves his car. He probably has a very nice car. It's just guns that he hates. Chirac blames what they all blame in the event of, all the gun grabbers anyway. He lays the blame squarely at the feet of the millions of law-abiding Canadians, Canada's licensed firearms owners. And he calls them the lunatic fringe. He needs to, he needs to heal himself, I think. You know, one of the things that bothers me most about gun control is that I like being a civilized person. I like being peaceful. I like those things. I like talking to people. I like to think that I never meet a stranger if I strike up a conversation with somebody. And the stark reality is that is not always going to be true. And above all those other things that I like, and I really rediscovered that earlier this year, I really like being alive currently. And for that reason, while I will go out with all the goodwill and all the love for my fellow man that you can heap on somebody's shoulders, when I go, there will be a gun on my hip. Because not everybody's going to reciprocate with me. Not everybody's going to feel that well about it. Some of them are going to look at me, they're going to look at this goodwill of mine and count that as a weakness. And I don't really want to shock them, but I will. They'll be shocked as they're shot, so to speak. Getting out here and saying that this saves lives and this saves lives, the only thing that saves lives is stopping evil. That will save lives. Getting out here and stopping good people who weren't going to kill anybody to begin with is not going to save anybody. And that's the thing that the gun grabbers are never going to admit, and that's the thing that you really have to take in and drink it in. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at GeorgiaOptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
So I asked my buddy Mark, where does the name Ghost Gun come from? You know, the Ghost AR-15 80% rifle kits? Ghost? What's a Ghost Gun? He says, duh, they kill ghosts. I said, really? Ghosts? He said, yeah. I said, matter of fact, they're guaranteed to kill ghosts, Sasquatch, space aliens, and any other paranormal force that might come your way. So they just appropriately named them Ghost Guns. And I said, okay, that's a big problem in my neighborhood, so where do I get one? He said, Guns80.com. I said, where? Guns80.com? Okay then, I'm headed to Guns80.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot has 42 different calibers. 22 rifle, 20 pistol. That's the last time I counted. I need to go to count them again. With a depth of selection you've never seen before. And all of those prices to the left, yeah, those are right. Those are correct. Those crazy prices. Because there's always something on sale there. There's always something going on sale there. And when it does go on sale, it's well worth the price of admission. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Now, I saw this piece, and whenever I see one of these articles, the first thing that hits me is how it is completely incorrect. Because this is a piece about how the media is complicit in the mass killings. But when they start out the article, and I mean, believe me, this isn't because I know, it's because I look to people like James Allen Fox, who is not a pro-gun guy by any stretch of the imagination, who says that the frequency of mass killings is static. So when I look at that, and, you know, when somebody has that kind of, doesn't have that kind of axe in there that are grinding, when I see an article that says, in recent years, the frequency of mass killing and school shootings has increased dramatically in this country, well, I take that with a grain of salt, because how can that possibly be right when I know that's an incorrect statement to begin with? This is because I was in a meeting yesterday with a consultant. And I was explaining to him, and don't get me wrong, this is not me trying to be an elitist by any stretch of the imagination, but a lot of people that get out there pontificate about things conservative, when it gets to the Second Amendment, they don't often know what they're talking about. I can give you numerous examples of this. I gave the consultant numerous examples of this. Ha ha. But then when they get off into what they do specialize in, which in this particular case is looking at the media, they do get it right. There's a report out called The Contagion and Mass Killings and School Shootings, published in the Public Library of Science Journal PLOS One, where they're making the claim, and this was done by researchers at Arizona State University and Northeastern University, and they squarely point the finger at another culprit, which is the media. They claim that 20 to 30% of attacks are set off by other attacks. And they use some of they're using some of the data of the gun grabbers, which makes me think perhaps maybe this may also be flawed. Using databases maintained by the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence and FBI reports, they found significant evidence that mass killings involving firearms are incented by similar events in the immediate past. On average, this temporary increase in probability lasts 13 days, and each incident incites at least 0.30 new incidents. Professor Sherry Towers, who was a co-writer of the report, sort of wondered if this was a statistical fluke, or if somehow through news media those events were somehow sometimes planting unconscious ideation into the vulnerable people for a short time after the event. Okay. I have made the case many times that I don't look at anything and think to myself, I must go kill. I simply am, it isn't that I am unsusceptible to it. I just don't pay it any attention. I'm not, you know, the whole thing with the Confederate flag. I understand why people like the Confederate flag. There's some people that consider that heritage or their big Confederate war era buffs or something like that. It doesn't, and that doesn't matter to me. They can be whatever they want to be into because this is America, damn it. The symbolism means nothing to me. There's very few things that I look at as a symbol. And here, once again, we're talking about symbolism. The report does not go very far into making that link. But it is easy to break down the anti-gun motive of the mainstream media. Because reporters spend hours covering each single update on gun tragedies to scare the public and make the case for gun control. This we know. And that's because of where they're at. Okay? That's because of where they're at. Your media mecca is in the entertainment meccas of the United States, which think that to be Los Angeles, think that to be New York, primarily New York. East Coast, liberal elite heaven. We're one, they're not allowed to have guns. Now, the elite can have guns in New York City. There's about 34,000 permits where the elite have guns in that city. But that's where that comes from. This is where this comes from. So this idea that everybody in media wants this. Well, most of the media is there. It's in one location, one zip code. Now, the report goes on to say that the spread of school shootings and mass killings was not dependent on location. First of all, they're getting it wrong every time they get out there and say the spread of school shootings. Okay? Now, let's look at the headline-grabbing mass shootings of recent history, where five or more, four or more, wherever the delimiter is where they say this is a mass shooting, where do they occur? Well, we had Columbine back in the 90s. We had Virginia Tech in 2007, and we had Sandy Hook in 2012. So, you know, from 1997? So there's like a 10-year lull between Columbine and Virginia Tech, and a 5-year lull between, okay, it happened in half the time, the third incident from the first incident that we looked at. There is no rise in school shootings. School shootings are extremely rare, extremely rare. But they do get certain parts right. They do make celebrities out of monsters. And this is why I hate media. Well, not the media here at GCN, but I hate the media where they're out there constantly beating one thing to death because they want one piece on the agenda. And they got to disarm you. They know this. They want to disarm you. I don't know what they think is going to happen when they do. And the liberal, socialist, communist monster takes over and comes for them as well. I don't know how that'll work. Maybe they'll have guns because they're elite. I don't know. But they do. They make celebrities out of the monsters. And yes, the media is complicit in all of this. And yes, finally somebody looks at it. Yay! Finally, somebody besides me. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. with supernatural silver.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. Just dies on me. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is a place where you can find some of the craziest specials you've ever seen in your life. In your life! Whether you're looking for the 20 rounds of exotic ammunition you need to carry for self-defense in your personal carry weapon, or you are one of these people that just buys bulk ammo and goes to classes left, right, and center, you're going to find some of the craziest prices on those two items and everything in between you've ever seen in your life. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, what have we seen lately from gun control? One thing we found out is that gun control is incredibly complex. From whatever the hang-up was with Carol Bounds in New Jersey that got led to her being stabbed in her own driveway, waiting for a permit to buy a gun in New Jersey, to in New York now, where they wanted to have a registry to buy ammunition, guess what? What they wanted versus what they can do are two vastly different things, and they're vacating this idea of having a registry to buy ammunition in New York. To what happened in the Charleston church shooting. The complexities and the bureaucracy either leads to failure or death. This is a conclusion that we can make quite easily. Now, Obama got out there after the church shooting without knowing what had happened, which is always a stupid thing to do, even if you're the prez. Even if you have a fawning press believing everything you say. He got out there and said that Dylann Roof had no trouble getting his hands on a gun. That was not because of anything weak in gun control law. That was because of a bureaucratic snafu here in South Carolina. It was a bureaucratic failure. According to a senior FBI document, examiner's unfamiliarity with the South Carolina geography. That was what caused it all. You know, Roof lived somewhere. He got arrested somewhere else. He got charged. You know, all of this stuff. He just never made the NICS because they didn't know where to chalk it up to. According to Mr. Comey, the FBI director, James Comey, said a senior examiner started working on Roof's application on April 13th, digging into the details of a drug arrest from earlier this year, which had the potential for disqualifying the application. Being unfamiliar with the South Carolina geography, she contacted the wrong law enforcement jurisdiction, which said it had no details on the arrest. A federal law allows the FBI 3 days to do a background check before either approving it or giving gun stores the discretion to sell the gun anyway. And by the end of the week, Roof had his murder weapon in hand. Here's the thing about this, okay? Once that happens, if they go back and recheck it and discover they've made a mistake, they can then coordinate with the ATF to go retrieve that weapon. However, this did not happen in the case of young Mr. Roof. So there was snafus on the bureaucratic level here that led to the murder of 9 innocent people. That's gun control. Now, to get out there, if I was a gun controller, okay, if I was a gun controller who was a true believer in gun control, you know, like, I want everybody to love everybody. I want I want the peace-loving utopia. This would alarm me because this is not even the tip of the iceberg of who is not on the NICS system. We have known this for quite some time. Now, according to the FBI, you know, they say that the active shooter incidents are on the rise to a certain degree. That's because of the way they're counting them. But one thing that they don't point out when they the problem with gun control when they're trying to make their point, mass shooting incidents are on the rise. All these guys are actually buying the guns and passing a background check. And what does this prove? Oh, you can't regulate and legislate evil. That's what it proves. The role of government in preventing such tragedies is at the heart of the debate. And there are some people that believe that there's a, they describe it as a, this debate being deeply intertwined with the American long-running and complicated relationship with firearms ownership as guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. Understand this about the U.S. Constitution and the Second Amendment, which is always, see, when they get out there and tell you that it's only because of the Constitution that we're allowed to have guns, that is a falsehood. God gave me that right when I was born. Everything in nature is born looking for a defense mechanism because there's always somebody else bigger on the food chain going up. With us, Homo sapiens, it's ourselves. One of these things about, you know, we're getting into this presidential election season, and you can expect to see this whole debate just wind itself up as we go along. Gun control has not had any real, and this is good to a degree. I mean, it's gotten things, you know, in Washington State they got I-594, but they, because of the bureaucratic, they created bureaucratic nightmare and logistical nightmare that he creates trying to execute. I don't know how they're going to do it. In Colorado, they are slowly unwinding it despite the best efforts of the NAGR. And, you know, the U.S. public has very little appetite for new gun control structures. One of the things that they don't want to point out is that 90% of the NRA-backed candidates won their races in the 2014 election, which is huge. Now, what have we gotten? What have they managed to get out of the South Carolina tragedy? They've gotten rid of the Confederate battle flag. Okay, that's fine. That's cool. if that's what they want. But after that shooting, Obama urged Americans to not accept the kind of mass killings that rarely happen in other countries as the new normal, where, you know, out of the top 13, we have 4. The rest of the world contributes to these kinds of atrocities on a daily basis. This was not about... What this was basically about, okay, this was the government failing you. The government failed the people of that church in Charleston with this particular individual. They set up the structure. They said, this is what we're going to do, and then they didn't do it. That's not on me and you. That's on them. Before they come to me and try to restrict my freedom any further, they need to take a very serious look at what they're doing. And all of the gun control advocates that are out there not even trying to waver in the face of their own failure. That which you advocated failed. That which you advocated cost more lives. It happened in New Jersey. It happened in Charleston. It happened in Sandy Hook. It happened at Virginia Tech. You've got so much blood on your hands right now that you can't even see the shape of your fingers. So don't come to me and to people like me and get out there and preach how I have to give up freedom in order to make people safe. You want to make people safe? Stop getting in the middle of their lives and trying to run them. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Easy to be a criminal? All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
From the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Their depth of selection, like if you're a 9mm guy, their depth of selection, 45 caliber, all of your major calibers, let's put it that way. The depth of selection you're going to find at Ammunition Depot is staggering. And if they show it on their website, that means they have it in stock. If they show it as bulk, that means they have the bulk. This is what makes them unique online as an ammunition purveyor. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Anybody ever go to Reddit? I love Reddit. Sometimes I go to Reddit actually looking for show prep. Sometimes I go just for the entertainment value. And occasionally you will see something where somebody actually gets out and asks a question that most people would never ask. But this is a question that I'm sure most of you wonder about. There was a, there was a Reddit community member using the handle of Green-Eyed Latin Guy. And he asked, Redditors who have had to kill in self-defense, did you ever recover psychologically? What is it like, what is it to live knowing you killed someone regardless you didn't want to do it? Quite provoking, isn't that? The responses to that question from people all over the world were quite riveting and very, very different from each other. The variance from point to point was interesting. Some of the attacks were home invasions, some were robberies, some were rapes or attempted rapes. One was a man who gave shelter to a battered spouse when her violent husband attacked. Some of those responding used their bare hands, while others used bats and knives or guns. One used a fully automatic weapon in war, and another threw a man off of a parking garage. In each and every instance, the most common thread wasn't just the utter unpredictability and chaos of every attack, which is a factor. Believe me, it is a factor. But that each and every survivor did so because they made that rapid mindset transition to realizing the stakes of the fight that they were in at the moment and employed all the force they had to fight, win, and survive. This is the difference between living and dying in one of these circumstances. Those who do not, I watch this, and this is really truly a perfect illustration of the sheep mentality. I watch a show called Midsummer Murders on Netflix, and in nine times out of ten, the people who are about to be murdered see it coming, and they watch it coming, and they simply watch it come. They don't fight. They don't do anything. They are the sheep. They get big eyes, and then they're murdered, or something falls on them, or they get run over or something. This is the sheep mentality. They don't make... And it's all part of the plot. Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm not saying these people that are portraying these people are the sheep. I'm just saying in their... Without these you know, very sedate murders happening, there is no show. And apparently the formula works because they've been on for, what, 17, 18 seasons. That is, that of course is somebody who does not accept their circumstances and realize that they've got to bring everything they've got to bear into play to fight this threat. On the other hand, here we have great, you know, we have many examples of regular people who have this very rare ability that can't be taught. And this is an ability to escalate from confusion through fear into overwhelming aggression. And that's what separates the living from the dead in almost every instance. When somebody comes at you wanting to hurt you, whether you're carrying a gun or whether you know hand-to-hand or whether there's a brick close at hand or whatever, you have to go by necessity. You may be, you know, a lot of times when I'm out walking around, I'm thinking about my granddaughter. I'm thinking about the next latte I'm hoping to enjoy, or I'm thinking about the next sponsor I'm trying to get, or I'm thinking about everything but being in a desperate fight. But, and I know this because I've had to defend myself before. I've had to pull a gun twice. Now, I didn't have to pull the trigger. That doesn't mean I wasn't getting ready to do it, but when they beat the hasty retreat, I didn't have to. But I've also, you know, in my early, younger days, I was a rowdy kid. And so I've been in these instances where I know what's coming. As the person on the inside in, looking in, outsiders looking in can see what's coming. But a lot of people like it, these people that are portrayed in Midsummer Murders cannot see. They can't take the outside looking in perspective. And you have to be able to do that. In most real life instances, you're going to get no warning whatsoever before the attack happens. And when the attack happens, that's when you have to, I mean, this is when you grab their face and stick your thumb in their eye socket. And you can't be thinking about, well, golly gee, I think I'm going to hurt his eyesight by doing this. No, you have to press. You have to press with all the fury you can muster, because they've got to get their hands off of you and on your hand that's on their face. And then when their hands are on your hand that's on their face, your other hand draws your gun and you stitch them up. Threat neutralized. If you're incapable of doing that, you need to question why you carry a gun at all. There, you know, and you know what? I walk around on a daily basis. Like I said, I am the modern pacifist, but that means that I have choices. That means that I have choices. The part of Greenville, South Carolina, I like to hang out in is the troublesome part. Not because it is troublesome and this means that I'm looking to get me some. That's because that's where the park is, and that's where this really great waterfall is to take pictures of and video. And they got great coffee shops down there, and it's going through this renaissance of being renovated and everything. Everything's great restaurants and everything. But at dusk, this becomes like the Warriors. And you can take really great long exposure shots on those streets that are just beautiful. That also means that while you're doing that, while you're hitting that long shutter, you got to be looking around. And I will not be cowed into not going somewhere because of something that might happen. I am completely unafraid of having to shoot somebody. The quick answer, would I be able to recover psychologically from something like that? Yeah, I believe so. I believe I would, simply because of this. I'm not looking to do it. If somebody brings that about, it's all going to be on them. I'm never going to get out there and do a premeditated murder. I just know this. There, Okay, I need to amend that. If something were to happen with my kids or my grandkids, I might think real serious about it. If it was at the hands of some sort of crime. And, you know, even something like that is not easy to pull off. I mean, it's not like Death Wish where you get out there and find them and kill them where the cops can't kill them. The cops are pretty good at what they do most of the time. If they can't find them most of the time, nobody can. So, that's a question you really don't need to be concerned about. The question is, can you turn on a dime? Can you go from saying, this piece of pumpkin loaf is superb, to, I'm going to kill this predator right now? And everything that that means. Can you go from being sedate to vicious instantly? This kind of thing is a self-defense caveat. You have to have that. You have to have it. You have to have that Shaolin monk awareness about you. Where you hear the air move when somebody bad is coming after you. And you have to be ready to go. But the difference between, say, a predator and somebody like me is that I am actually I'm a benefit to society. A benefit, if you will. Not because of what I'm willing to do if I have to, but of just merely because I exist. Just like you. Our mere existence and our mere mindset is a benefit to society, because without it, society would be one unruly mess. Without good people willing to stop bad things. I don't know that I would call that the sheepdog mentality. I just like being in control of my own destiny. Coming up next is going to be Rob Morse, Ammoland, ClashDaily.com, Polite Society Podcast, Low Fact Blog. That's all he does. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.